We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down in the internet. On the internet. In Seattle and for the nerds every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, and the full 90 Extra Time podcast. It's called Soccer Time now. I don't give a crap. Ready to make some silly jokes. Let's go. I'm actually not ready at all to make some silly jokes. I'm totally over it. Not like the jokes. Whatever. I'm just going to leave it at that. Did you have fun running around, passing a disease around this weekend? That's pretty cool. I gotta give a huge shout out to the Seattle Sounders FC. My buddy Joe runs a hot dog stand, and it was obviously not getting any business, and he's obviously not running it because it sucks that there's a shutdown. There's nothing going on. No one can go do that, and running a hot dog stand with no one around is pointless. Well, the Sounders FC, understanding what the game day experience really looks like, have this fund that they started to help get the businesses around them, keep them afloat while the shutdown is happening. No soccer season? Sounders paying the rent on Joe's Grilled Gourmet Dogs, The Booth. That's crazy to be able to do that. That they're giving enough money back that they can keep that guy in business when he comes back. He's taking a job in the meantime just to make his own ends meet, but the fact that he'll be able to keep the rent going because of an organization like that is so killer. More about it at 1077theend.com. I'm tired of hearing motorcycle noises in the background of my broadcast. I'm ready to go back to work and hang out from a studio. But then you go to work and you have to deal with your stinky coworkers. That's fine. All right, there's, I don't know, it's just, it keeps going. It keeps growing. We're one of 15 states where the coronavirus has not turned around. And we're starting to open things up, and it's weird. There are going to be a couple more places where you're going to have to wear masks.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, almost 17,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washington state, including over 900 fatalities. Yikes. Boy, did some sunny weather weaken the resolve of huge numbers of people out gathering yesterday. But it's Mother's Day! And they're like giving your mom COVID-19. Great job. Some bragging about how good it felt to ignore the rules. What are you doing? SeaTac will start requiring cloth face masks for all travelers in a couple weeks. It gives you plenty of time, though, to overpay for a Tiger King mask and have it rush delivered from Etsy or whatever. And it looks likely that Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin might soon require everyone in public to mask up. The masks help keep you from spreading it to others by trapping the filth that comes out of your mouth and nose while you're out sliming around, as well as offer some protection from sucking up virusy particles left by others. This is all very gross. A number of businesses are evidently opening up despite orders to stay shuttered, and of course there are people reporting them for breaking the rules. When you make that report, your name is made public, and a group is publishing the whistleblowers, leading to reported harassment. Oh my god. 25,000 complaints have already been filed. Wow.
You just got news.
Seattle Times reported that we broke last year's record-setting high by hitting almost 90 degrees yesterday. After record-setting heat on Saturday, too. No wonder everyone's sunburned and hanging out together and in the park being dummies, huh? Huh? Yeah. All right. I just don't feel it today. Oh, I had a fun break on the radio that I want to play back for you here, because it's neat. Why is it that anytime any celebrity's name is trending, I have to assume that sadly they have passed? That's how we've been cultured these last few years. Well, when I saw Jay Buhner's name trending this morning, I got worried. Chill out. He's fine. I was worried because we already lost Jerry Stiller in the night, father of Ben Stiller and comedic actor that you might know from Seinfeld. That's where I know him best. A Festivus for the rest of us. But once I started doing the math, I realized, oh, they're related.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Jerry Stiller was such a character. He will be missed, but he lived a long life, 92 years old. Rest in peace. We've watched The Office like 50,000 times, like so many other people, and I don't know where Seinfeld is online, but definitely going to start rewatching parts of that again, because after hearing that clip, Frank Costanza, Jerry Stiller, incredible. That show is so good, it's so dated now, though. Incredible. Like, cordless phones, that was a big thing, a cordless phone. What does that even mean? Now we don't even use our phones. They're called smartphones, but it's pointless because we don't phone with them. Whatever. That's how times change. But the jokes are still so good and the situation's hilarious. My wife lived in New York for 10 years. Not a big Seinfeld fan. I think she's on board finally. Not because Jerry Stiller died, but just because I think she gets it now. Or maybe she doesn't. I don't know. We're going to find out. I think we'll dig in. If you know where it's playing so you can save me a Google, I'd love to hear. Never mind. By the time you hear this, I will have already Googled it. Just carry on. All right, what's happening? Oh, man, the embarrassing reply all email is getting a bit of a fix.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
The nerds at Microsoft understand how awful that terrible reply all button can get and how quickly. And that's why they're rolling out a feature in Outlook to stop showing you mundane replies after a certain number have clogged your inbox. Hey, if anyone left their smartphone on the toilet in the communal poop room, come get your poop particle covered disease box. Huh. Accidentally hits reply all. Huh.
No!
Scientists have discovered the first known multi-cell animal that doesn't require oxygen to live. Oh good, they should adapt well to life on Earth after the greenhouse effect boils the oceans away. Ah, never mind. They live in the sea. Oh, that'll make a nice soup flavoring for the cockroaches who will definitely still survive, right? And finally, the next season of Disney's The Mandalorian got a whole lot more interesting with the announcement that Temuera Morrison would be part of the cast. I'm sorry, who? He's that dude that played Jango Fett? Yeah. What? You know the guy with the purple lightsaber he cut off that other guy's head? Headless guy. That's Temuera Morrison. He also played all of the adult clones created from the DNA of Jango Fett. And thus, if somehow he escaped the thousand-year digestion from the belly of the Sarlacc, also would play Boba Fett. That's the speculation. Oh my god. October can't get here soon enough. I mean, if it indeed ever does get here.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
All right, dog. Peace out. Have a good day. Hope you're well. Or if you spread your stuff around, I hope you don't infect medical personnel. Cool.
The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.